Crane conversations. How else would you know that I'm allergic to bees, their fluttering stings? Or how that summer I moved across the grass, barefoot to hang the laundry, when I stepped on one as it hovered above the brightness of a dandelion? See, we are all distracted by beauty. But how much do you need to know before you really know someone? You could tell them they're beautiful in a dark kitchen after too many glasses of wine. Or you could say nothing at all. There's a living room in Chicago where he reached for my hand and we started slow dancing while his family finished their breakfast. Someone might ask, "Where are you going?" There's a shopping list on the sidewalk that fell from someone's pocket with items crossed out. Screwdriver, mustard, pantyhose. It made me think about other people's lives, those things we have in common, how grief stuns us like the bay window a bird strikes. There was a day my mother walked me to the bus stop. She knelt down in the road and urged me on. Wouldn't you say we've all lost things we thought we couldn't live without? Say we'll share a cigarette in the snow when we get off the train. Already I can see your dog's paws slip on the ice as she runs to your calling, as she runs to what she recognizes as human. The Lost. Darkness chases the children down the street. I will not forget the way your face looked, safe in the rain. We were shivering from the warmth we saw inside other kitchens. The last time I saw your mother alive, she bought me a pint of beer. We laughed when the band played California Dreaming in the pub in Galway. A taxi cab left one of us alone on the sidewalk in the dark. My father stood in the kitchen with his briefcase, tie loose like the corners of his mouth. What have I done with my life? My mother at the stove, her cigarette quietly burning. Downstairs, football scholarships are tucked away in his old army chest. The most dangerous thing I've ever done was not tell someone I love them. It is as hard as it seems.